You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Someone had Taliban had interrupted a landing, right?
Well, first of all, let me just give a little background.
It was on T-Boss.
Grunts can get shot at, can get wounded, but no aviator is supposed to get shot at. When an aviator gets shot at, it's like a serious situation. Right? It's well, like we all don't die equally.
LZs have their own color codes and category.
And this particular incident was like a big deal.
Well, and we were still like, okay, the Osprey, you know, great platform. Which one do you want to ride on? Oh, I'll take the Sea Stallion anytime.
Then remember we were watching it, and the pilot overshot his target.
He overshot.
He overshot a target. We're like, and then you see the impact from the rocket propelled grenade, like.
Yeah.
It hit right behind
What got my head going about the Red Dawn stuff, though, was like, we were, you know, it was the whole, okay, all right, here's your immediate action drill as the pilot, and we were just, I was kicking you, I was like, okay, how long is this immediate action, why can't he get this thing in the sky?
Yeah, yeah.
So now we're going vertical with the nacelles and everything going on.
Well, no, if you kind of take your fingers and do the Osprey engine thing, when you go from Your engines are pointed horizontally, so your rotors are straight forward. You're hauling ass, right? Well, then they transition, and then you come in, all right, and now you're trying to be a helicopter. Okay, let me just tell you, they suck as helicopters. So a helicopter flies nap of the earth, CH-46, my favorite, right, bombing. Then they flare it right in front of the LZ and stand it up on his back legs, and then boom, you're down, you get out, and go, Osprey, whoa. So he's overshoots his own.
He overshot.
Exactly. The RPG gets launched, and then boom, and immediate action drill. Put your fingers in your ears, boys. And because this thing is going slow and it's not transitioning, and it looks like it's on a parade on Constitution Avenue.
It's just call sign brownout, because that's what's happening. It's just browning out the G-Boss, all the aerostats in the area.
Well, then we were saying the crew chief in the back was like, we just had a rocket from El Grenade hit, and the pilot was like, what? Get out of here!
Get out of here.
Then they got transitioned to...
3.5 minutes later, it elevates off the ground.
And we're just sitting there watching it go. And then we had the video. It was like, hey, check this out. And then, the reaction comes. What up? And we almost had an Osprey get shot at. Well, I don't want to, like break any eggs or anything, but there is a war going on here. Just for everybody. Are they not supposed to get shot at? No, damn it, they're Ospreys. You know what's going to happen if we get one of these some bitches shot out of the sky? Everybody's going to get in trouble. I'm not. My dog ain't in that. My dog in that fight.
I'm on the video distro, but I'm not liable.
Yeah, so that's
meanwhile, the whole battalion's in a movement to contact, sweeping the
guys are getting wounded. We're medevacking people. It's like, well, whatever, okay, but let's back to the Osprey. Let's not lose focus here.
What?
And they wonder why we hate him. Anyway, so that's kind of the background. A little bit of background. And then the Cylon thing, it was part the female voice. But the female voice wasn't the only voice.
She was...
What is Cylon, anyway? Just for
it's a call sign. I'm out of my land here. Are these tornadoes? What are these? These are fixed-wing, fast-movers.
No. They were the Cylon was the British helicopters that we used to radar for to scan the ground. And so they would be the Cylon would give us the...
You need to take me off the air, Mac.
Yes.
Went rotary wing on a fixed wing. Shut me down.
The British helicopter. So they would. That was their call sign, and they were doing the radar analysis for us on the ground, of watching the movements, and then of course
the initial check. We were talking. It was one of those lulls in the situation where the initial check.
But what's
the
Cylon though? I mean,
I don't know what it is.
What were your
it's
call signs
sign.
Like? Mad Dog 5-5, and like that Rattly
Devil.
The C-130s are the best, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Phil, Thrasher, Basher.
Yeah.
Basher, Winchester.
Dirty Sanchez, 2-2, checking in on station. Boom.
Like, AC-130s over Fallujah. Basher, Winchester at this time. we just Winchestered an AC-130. He's like, whoa!
Yeah, I thought those things cubed out before they, wait, what? We, oh.
So you didn't even know which their platform Silent
No,
was?
So I'm kind of in shock right now, because I always thought that was a fast mover. I thought, here's why I thought, for some reason, I thought that was more interesting if it was a fast mover, because, I don't know, I just saw them, like, moving in fast and close air support, dropping some bombs.
Aviation fantasy going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then, but the female part of this is, so, you know, you're working, and there's no women around. I mean, there's very few women around. There's a few. But there's no women around. All of a sudden, and you, these radios are on, and all of a sudden a female voice comes out of the blue.
Cylon 3-4 checking in on station.
And everybody does the same thing. Ooh. Yeah, and then like somebody watches, some guy walks into the room and starts talking, and I, because I have tact, I'd say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a male voice as long as she's talking, okay?
But then she talked, she did like initial check-in, and then we were all like, ears, boing. Yeah, like, most interesting thing is happening.
Her speaking words.
Yeah. And then Cylon 4-0 checks in, and he just starts stomping on her.
Cylon 4-0 checking in on station as well. I have the lead, tally-ho. Cylon 4-0, I will be taking all comms over. Who am I checking in with? Air.
And then it was just like, what? And then we were like kicking Rudy. Rudy, what? Get him off the net. Who is that?
Cylon 4-0 with an armament of 500 pounds. We've got consistency on both wings.
See, that messes that up, because I thought it was always a fast mover.
Yeah, man.
I have radar capabilities on both pylons, time.
You guys are back there, like, telling me to get him off the radio. He wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop talking.
He went long format, like, on the check-in. I mean, our guys are like, boom, 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 boom. And you're
okay,
like,
you here, tell everybody, do a check-in, the normal American F-18 check-in. This is Rudy, call sign Rudy, with the normal F-18, because he's a fighter pilot, check-in. Go ahead.
All-weather fighter pilot.
Attack.
No, I think you just check in with your standard call sign. If, you know, like, say, Siege 1-1 checking in, you know, you'd give your armament loadout.
Do it. Come on, do it.
I don't, you'd have to read it off the card real quick. I mean,
you
I don't know.
Just make one up.
2 GB2 12s, 500 rounds, time on station, 0 plus 45.
Boom, and he's out.
Okay, do a Harrier now. Time on station.
Time on station for a Harrier, yeah, much less, like 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whole Harrier community affronted.
It wasn't 30 minutes, 15 minutes back. Did he say 15 minutes? Yeah, thank God we bought that piece of shit. So Rudy just did a normal check-in. And the Cylon guy would go.
Cylon 4-0, checking in on rotary wing aircraft. You're familiar with the platform, I'm sure. Tinted windows on left side due to the sun is cresting in the west. And we've got armament, no weapons apparently, but we do have side door gunners, and they are nifty. And the pylons are loaded with the top-of-the-line radar, ground sensor penetrating. Any more questions for Cylon 4-0?
No, we got a question for Cylon. Who was the other one?
3-7?
3-9. We're going to need to hear that.
Yeah, so could you go ahead and put yourself in check there, big boy? Where is Cylon 3-9er? Over?
Oh, God.
It was awesome. And the Marines are just howling, okay? They're howling. And then the dude that wants to ask a question, he's just standing there. And he gets it. He's listening, too. He's loving it. Like, yeah, this, I always thought the COC sucked, man. This is a comedy show in here. Because our COC was. In fact, Brock, there was like this, we had this first lieutenant who's a logistics officer. And he was like the 4 Bravo, right? The 4 Alpha was, what was his name? He's a baseball player.
Yeah, South Dakota, right? Oh, come on.
North Dakota,
yep.
Why are you dissing me like that?
Shoot.
He's a good dude. So he's the 4 Alpha. Brock Schiller, prior enlisted guy. He's a first lieutenant, right? He looks like Wesley Fox's younger brother. And he comes in and he takes, like, circuit, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I said, yeah, it's this. Now he's a first lieutenant, so we expect that guy, right? And the dude was locked on. He would take care of something and come back and say, hey, sir, I took care of it, and then coordinate with this guy. They're going to move him here. This guy's notified to provide lodging. This guy is going to make sure that he's locking on follow-on transportation. I'll call him back and make sure I confirm all that stuff is actually done, and I'll report to you. And you're like,
you would have no questions.
You're a lieutenant, or are you masquerading as a lieutenant? You're a lieutenant colonel, right, that's young, and so you just put on first lieutenant bars, and that's what we're doing here? No, sir. And I'll be, you know, he laughed, chuckled, and then he'd leave. Like, who is that white dude?
What's that Batman?
Yeah, who is that Batman?
Bring Batman back.
Yeah. What is,
bring
where?
Back the hey. Batman of logistics and have him
go get me Superman, okay?
Yeah.
And so Brock is now a major, but he was locked on, and he was emblematic of, we just had great Marines, or for whatever reason, by hook or crook, probably a lot of it by coincidence of assignment, but he was awesome. And so he was at this party last night, and he made the comment. He said, you know, sir, he said, I probably, it's one of the hardest years I've ever worked, and it was, you know, we did a lot of fighting, so it was tough. He said, but you know what? I laughed my ass off more than I've ever probably laughed during a deployment or in my time in the Marine Corps, because that was a pretty funny place. And you know what? And he and I had a conversation about it once. I said, just so you know, it's not by accident. A year is a long time to every day your job is to help kill people and to help save people. And so I said, you know, look, when you're laughing, you're not thinking about that other stuff, and it helps it breathe. I said, so, you know, and Brock's not a very funny guy. He's kind of a dry humor guy. He's one of those guys. He's one of, like, some really smart dry humor guys. It's like, and the world needs them, okay? But somebody's got to pull we need some humor Clydesdales out there pulling the wagon. And it was his comments were funny. He said, no, so I'd come in and hang out there and just laugh my ass off it.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.